Blog Talk Radio.
Where my thing is.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week and spend time with you. Today's show is going to be very, very exciting. And I hope this time of year everybody's enjoying the weather wherever you are. And today we're covering a topic that, for those of you that have listened to our shows for the past almost 6 years, we are covering reverse mortgages, which so many people know so little about the way they work these days. It's not the myths and the ways they did work in the 80s and 90s. There's a lot of beautiful changes that are going on with reverse mortgages. So it's so important because we have many, many baby boomers, and the agents and brokers that listen to us, you need to get out there, of course, with your clients and customers and be aware of all the changes that are going on. And everyone knows with the loan crisis, we've had major, major changes since 2008, 9, 10, and the Dodd-Frank rules, et cetera. Reverse mortgages are no different. And so we want to update you. And I know this is going to take our whole hour. We'll touch on menu programs and menu systems just a little bit later. So if you're over 62, and if you know somebody over 62, ha-ha, listen in. Retirement planning. Learn how you can use a reverse mortgage with your estate planning. Protect your other assets with an HECM, which you'll hear what that is in a little bit. Purchase a home with an HECM. Hear why myths and misconceptions shouldn't stop you. And Steve Sless, I don't know of anybody better to discuss this subject at all. He has been in the business for years. I'll let him tell you about it. And he's a pro at it, and that's what he's doing constantly now are reverse mortgages. You know, you have a lot of lenders will do a little bit of everything. He's focused totally on these, and I'll let him tell you about that. Without further ado, I want to welcome Steven Sless. Hey there.
Hi. Hey there. So great to be with you again.
Yeah, this is fun. I love doing this because you're keeping us so updated.
That's the goal.
And,
that's the goal.
Yeah. People can go back and listen to archives, and, yeah, it's really good.
I mean, and I think, you know, so for today, and Natalie, you and I were talking a little bit offline, I think, you know, last time we really focused on how to purchase a house with a HECM, which stands for Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, that HECM that you were talking about before. And I think we go back to the basics on this show. I think, you know, it's been a little while since we've done a show just really covering the basics of a reverse mortgage. What is a reverse mortgage? How does it work? A lot of you out there have heard, you know, some myths and some misconceptions, so I want to make sure that we clarify those today. And then later on in the show, I think we dive a little bit deeper and we talk about the disbursement options. How do you actually access your money from a reverse mortgage and your options for doing so, because there are many. And that's changed over the years as well. You know, the reverse mortgage has really evolved into a real retirement planning vehicle over the years. And it's no longer is it just a loan of last resort. So we'll dive deep. We'll cover as much as we can cover within this short hour. And Natalie, I'll answer any questions that you have. You know, I think first we start out with what a reverse mortgage is, right? For those listeners who don't know.
And there's a lot of, you know, we're hearing over and over again, many, many people, the baby boomers are in a situation where they don't have retirement set up. And, you know, the old days where people worked 20, 30 years, received their pension, you know, had retirement in place. Many people lost money in the stock market back in 2008, and a lot of companies aren't having the, you know, the long-term planning. So people really are on their own. And I've heard, I don't know about you, with the statistics showing that a lot of people are retiring and barely getting by. This is something you can help with as well, right?
Absolutely. So a lot of older Americans, and this isn't just a problem here in the States, this is a problem worldwide, you know, people are outliving their money. And so what a reverse mortgage can do is it can help hedge that. It helps provide additional cash flow to enhance your retirement. And really, we're looking to fund your longevity. You know, everybody's looking for ways to fund their longevity. Older Americans especially are looking for ways to fund their longevity. Life expectancy is much older now than it ever was. You know, in different enhancements with medicine and curing diseases, and people are living longer now than they did before. And what we also find, Natalie, and this is something that we run into a lot. So a lot of older Americans, when they plan for retirement, they might have planned for retirement 20, 30, 40 years ago and had thought that they were doing everything right. You know, maybe they talked to a financial advisor years and years back, and they never really updated their retirement plan, and they didn't plan for inflation. And now they're finding that, you know, gas costs a whole lot more now than it did 20 years ago. The price of everything, the price of electricity, the price to maintain a home, the price to maintain a car, all that has increased over the years at a very rapid rate. And so we're looking to really, when we talk to a client here, we're not just educating them about what a reverse mortgage is and how it works. We're really diving into what is your existing retirement plan. Let's really take a look at it. Let's figure out if a reverse mortgage is a good fit. So let's talk about what a reverse mortgage is.
Before we get into that, can I do something real quick? Can you tell us a little about your history? Because I want people to, because I know you and you're awesome, and I just went because you really know the ins and outs, and you've been through the gamut with the mortgage industry, and you've stayed in it all these years. It hasn't been something that a lot of people just finally have gotten out of, right? So I just like to hear them to hear a little bit about your history, how you got started, which did.
So I've been in the mortgage industry since 2003. I started out originating traditional mortgages, so conventional mortgages, FHA mortgages, VA mortgages. And when, you know, the mortgage meltdown, so to speak, happened back in 2007, 2008, I decided to focus on reverse mortgages. And there's a couple reasons behind that. Number one, you know, conventional loans just, it was very difficult to get those closed anymore. They didn't work. Values were greatly affected, and it was a very hard market to be in. And I had heard about these reverse mortgages, and I had the same myths, and I heard the same myths and misconceptions, and I had the same concerns. You know, I thought at that point, not knowing anything about it, reverse mortgages, that's just a way for the government to get your home, or it's a way for the lender to make a lot of money and you lose your home. And in researching it and really deciding if this is the career path that I want to take, I discovered very quickly that, no, the government does not take your home. The lender does not take your home. And it is a program that can provide a homeowner with additional peace of mind. And as I start exploring it, I decided that is what I want to focus on exclusively. Since 2008, I have focused on reverse mortgages exclusively. I have a team here at Home Point Financial of about 15 loan officers, and that is all we do all day, every day. Our primary focus is to provide our clients with additional peace of mind, you know, to look for ways that a reverse mortgage can enhance their retirement and provide them with additional cash flow. And I fell in love with the program. I'm very passionate about it. I've seen the impact that it has had on my clients and our clients here at Home Point. And once you see that, you become even more passionate, and you really are more dedicated to help everybody that you talk to and really spread the word. I have a pretty big social media presence on LinkedIn and Facebook, and I really try to get the word out there that reverse mortgages should be looked at when establishing a retirement plan. And even if you already have a retirement plan established, you should look at ways that a reverse mortgage can fit into that retirement plan if you're a homeowner. And then, obviously, you know, we need to talk about the qualifications, and we'll do that later on down the road.
Yeah, you're changing lives. You're changing lives because people, you know, before they thought of it as a different, you know, when we get into the myths, I think people are going to hear how it's not what you think anymore, and you're changing lives, and that's a beautiful part of how you tie it all in with retirement planning. Because, you know, getting to 62 is really quick, a lot quicker than I ever assumed these days.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not there yet, but boy, does it fly. And I think you're really passionate.
Mm-hmm. We always talk about how retirement's not what it once was. So I also do a lot of reverse mortgage seminars locally here in the tri-state area, where we'll go out and we'll have a class of 30, 40, 50 people to come out and learn about reverse mortgages, and we're able to engage with them face-to-face and really try to educate them about this program that not many people know too much about. It's amazing that the stories that we hear and the stories that we hear from our clients that we have helped over the years and the testimonial letters that we receive in the mail, just explaining to us how this program impacted their lives so greatly. And that's why I'm so passionate about what we do. Exactly.
Fantastic. A peace of mind. Amazing. Because it's so necessary. And then makes everything else easier, huh? When you run out of money, it's hard to have peace of mind.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah. So now, okay, great. So let's start back at the what a reverse mortgage is. So we'll start at there and then go down the list.
Absolutely. So it's a very easy concept, Natalie. So a reverse mortgage is a special type of home loan that allows you to convert a portion of the equity in your home into tangible funds. Okay. And however, unlike a traditional mortgage or home equity loan, there's no monthly payment requirement. Okay. Now, borrowers do not have to make monthly payments and you get to occupy the home as your primary residence for the rest of your life. Okay. The only difference between a reverse mortgage and a traditional mortgage is there is no monthly payment requirement. So there is an interest rate, just like any other loan. The interest is going to accrue over the life of the reverse mortgage, okay? So the balance is going to be increasing over time. So the would-be monthly payment that you would ordinarily be paying to your mortgage company, the principal and interest, you know, the would-be monthly payment is being added to your balance. So your balance is increasing. Now, the reverse mortgage does not get paid off until the last homeowner leaves the house. All right, so if a husband and wife enter into a reverse mortgage, one of the spouses die, the other spouse remains in the home for the rest of their life, and they have access to any reverse mortgage funds that are available. Now, you can also purchase a home with a reverse mortgage, and I know we plan on covering that later on in the show, because that's a relatively new way to use the reverse mortgage, and it's a fantastic way for homeowners that are over 62 to be able to afford to move during their retirement. You know, we see a lot of that. You know, up here in Maryland, we see a lot of our clients that plan on moving to warmer clients or moving to be around family. And so you can purchase a home with a reverse mortgage, and we'll explain that later on in the show. But I think that, you know, there's a few things.
Negative. Okay.
Go ahead, Natalie.
What about negative amortization?
So reverse mortgages amortize negative. That's what I explained the balance increasing over time. So
okay,
that's one of the differences with a reverse mortgage compared to a traditional mortgage. So a traditional mortgage, you take out a loan, okay, you're paying a monthly payment over the life of that loan. With a reverse mortgage, and your balance is decreasing over time. With a reverse mortgage, there's no monthly payment requirement because the whole goal of a reverse mortgage is to increase cash flow, to provide more peace of mind, to provide more financial stability. So there is no monthly payment requirement with a reverse mortgage, which means the balance will increase over time. Okay? And I think one of the questions that we always jump into right away with anybody that's considering a reverse mortgage is, how comfortable are you using the wealth that you've built up in your home to fund your longevity? Because you got to understand that this is a program that converts the equity in your home, a portion of the equity in your home, into tax-free funds. It creates more cash flow. But you are, it is a loan, okay, and you are borrowing from the equity in your home. So you need to know that up front, and it needs to be something that you're comfortable with. You need to understand that, you know, it's a new way of retirement planning. You've worked hard for many, many years. You've put yourself in a position where you do have a significant amount of equity in the home, and you now qualify for a reverse mortgage, and we'll touch on the qualifications in a few moments.
Mm-hmm.
But are you comfortable using that wealth that you have built up in your home to fund your longevity? And if so, then you should explore if the reverse mortgage is going to work for you. But you got to be comfortable with that first. If you're not comfortable with using your home to help fund your longevity and fund your retirement plan, then you should explore other options. And to that point, you should explore every option available to you always to make sure that you have the most solid and stable financial plan to fund the rest of your life.
And then you may come back and come do it. So what about taking out a just an equity line of credit, equity loan? That's not going to do, but they have to qualify. I guess I'm not sure what the ratios are, if it's less or more. But what happens when it says, okay, what about an equity line? Is that going to, would that make sense to do?
Well, yeah,
more?
So home equity lines of credit are great if you qualify for them. So what we find is so older homeowners, especially those that are on a fixed income, it can be more difficult to qualify for that type of loan. And then furthermore, you have to make a payment. So if you take out a home equity line for $50,000, you know, that's great. You have the $50,000 to accomplish some of the goals that you're looking for to accomplish with that money,
mm-hmm.
but you do have to make a monthly payment. And does that make sense at this point in your life? And at this point, if you're planning to retire, does it make sense to have a monthly payment? So exploring a reverse mortgage without a monthly payment and being able to access additional funds from the equity in your home could be a great way to go to not have a monthly mortgage payment. Okay, and to provide you with the funds that you need to make it through the rest of your life, to be able to make sure that you do not run out of money throughout your lifetime.
That's fantastic. So what? That's no, I love it. It just seems like it does make a lot more sense, especially if a lot of people are on the fixed income, their Social Security, right? And tell us what are some of the myths and misconceptions? Because you probably hear it all the time. I know you've mentioned a couple. But there's even more. From, I know, the old days, people thought, oh, it's just going to use up everything so fast. But it really is part of the reason that it's so great now, too, is that the interest rates are low? Or I'm just tracking that back to the old myths where we would use up all of your equity.
Yeah, so interest rates on reverse mortgages right now are very, very low. They certainly are very, very low. Some of the myths and misconceptions that we get a lot, you know, so the first thing that we hear is, well, you know, what happened? I'm losing my home, you know, or I'm going to, if I do a reverse mortgage, I'm going to lose my house. And that is absolutely not the case. So as long as you pay your taxes and your insurance and you maintain the home, you will not lose your home. Okay. So that is one very common misconception that we hear and we try to address right away. Reverse mortgages are FHA insured loans. Okay. You will not lose your home because you do a reverse mortgage, because you enter into a reverse mortgage. The only way to lose your home in a reverse mortgage is if you do not pay your property taxes or the house falls into disrepair and you do not keep the home up as it should be kept up. You know, but if you have a traditional mortgage and you don't pay your taxes, then you're going to lose your home anyway. The house is going to, you know, be sold in tax sale. So entering a reverse mortgage does not mean in any way that you lose your home. And then we hear all the time, you know, are reverse mortgages safe? So again, reverse mortgages are FHA insured. There is mortgage insurance from FHA that guarantees certain protections for you and your heirs. So for instance, you know, if you have a reverse mortgage and you're in the reverse mortgage for, I don't know, 15, 20 years, and you wind up owing more on the house than what the value of the home is when your heirs go to sell. Okay. So if you pass away, the house gets passed on to your heirs. All right. If when you pass away, you owe $50,000 more on your reverse mortgage than the value of the home is. Your heirs are not responsible for that overage. So no debt can be
That's
passed
fantastic.
Along to your
so
heirs.
No matter what the market does, if it goes the other south, then it's fine. You're still covered. And then if the market goes – well, what if the market goes up? Like, say you have a $300,000 house, you do a reverse mortgage, and then in 5 years you decide, hey, you know, we want to sell the house and move to another state or whatever. We're going to move in with our family. And the house is worth $500,000. Does the owner keep the equity? Or does that go
absolutely.
To
– Absolutely.
I'm asking the type of questions I think somebody may ask that isn't familiar with it at all. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's no prepayment penalties on reverse mortgages. So you can sell the home at any time you'd like to. When you sell the home, you pay back the reverse mortgage plus the interest that's accumulated during the time that you've had the reverse mortgage. Any equity that's left is yours to keep. So you can move,
yeah.
You know, if you do the reverse mortgage and you move in 10 years or you move in 15 years and you're able to make a profit after the reverse mortgage has paid off, then that money is yours to keep.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say also that holds true for your heirs as well. It's okay. That holds true for your heirs as well. So if you pass away and your heirs sell the home and they're able to make a profit on it, that money is theirs to keep as well.
Okay, so now the example you gave with $50,000, right? They say the house is worth $50,000 less. Your heirs are not going to be liable for that, right? So you have a property, the market goes, you know, takes a tumble, and you pass away. Then the heirs are going to take it over, and it's $50,000 less, and there's still $50,000 owed to you guys, right? On the loan. That's a wash. They don't have to pay because FHA's insured it.
So there's FHA insurance. It's a part of every loan. There now
okay.
For the insurance, there's an upfront premium that's paid as part of the closing costs. It's rolled
okay.
into the loan, so it's not paid out of pocket. It's just a part of the closing costs in the loan. That is going to be anywhere. That's either going to be 0.5% or 2.5%, depending on the equity position that you have in the home. And then
okay.
in addition to that, 1.25% annually of your existing balance is also added on to the balance of your loan to cover the FHA insurance as well. So you're paying for the insurance in two ways. You're never paying for it out of pocket, okay? And what that insurance does is it makes the reverse mortgage a non-recourse loan. So if you pass away and there's a $50,000 shortfall, the FHA insurance fund will cover that $50,000 shortfall, and your heirs are not left with a debt. And
that's
this way
fantastic.
You have the peace. This way you have the peace of mind to know that you can enter into a reverse mortgage. You can accomplish the goals that you're looking to accomplish now, fund the rest of your longevity, and know that you're not going to leave your children or grandchildren a debt that they cannot pay off.
That's fantastic. So if it goes up, it's a win. If it goes down, it's a win. As far as the, you know, being stuck with anything, that's fantastic.
Absolutely.
But now, what happens if you have the reverse mortgage? Excuse me. What happens if you have the reverse mortgage and in 5 years you decide you're not going to you want to sell the house? Is it the same situation if you're going to move in with your kids or go to a nursing home or assisted living center and there's $50,000 still owed? Do they pass that on to your other assets, or are you able to just walk away from it?
So you're able to walk away from that. The
even
shortfall does not.
Even if you don't die, right? Even if you're just going to sell it or whatever. Okay.
Correct. The shortfall does not fall to your other assets or to your heirs.
Because it's non-recourse. That's fantastic. It's really good.
And that's really one of the best benefits of a reverse mortgage is that insurance, and that's not the case on any mortgage, but this FHA insured reverse mortgage.
That's great. So it's I'm losing my voice here today. I didn't expect that.
I hear that.
I'll just take a sip of water here and roll with the punches. So So what other misconceptions are there? Because you've been doing this so long, I can imagine there's.
Yeah. So you know, besides what, you know, what we hear the most is we're going to lose our home. Another misconception is that, you know, there are prepayment penalties associated with it, that they're going to not be able to pay their home off, or that you know, the government's going to be watching over their home. You know, we hear a lot of that too, because it is insured by FHA. FHA is a part of the government. We do hear a lot of, well, I don't want the government to be monitoring my home. I actually had that same exact scenario with a client that we talked to this afternoon, and I had to say, no, ma'am,
really?
That is absolutely not the case. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, unfortunately, you have to, these misconceptions are out there, and you have to overcome them.
I can understand that if they're not used to the business, like we're used to the business, right? And then they're thinking, I don't want the government involved in anything with me anymore. You know, people get so upset with the government. I can see that. That's, yeah. So you're not, okay, so what, that's really, so what other assets, because is it, one of the things you said is protecting other assets with an HECM. How do you protect your other assets?
Right. So using a reverse mortgage to fund your retirement and letting your other assets go to work and continue to work for you is something that should be explored and should be looked at. So the easiest thing to do, Natalie, is think, let's work up a kind of a dummy scenario. And so
okay.
I have one in front of me now. So let's say homeowner, you know, Bob has a home and it's worth $300,000. The value of his home is $300,000. Bob owes $75,000 on an existing mortgage, okay? Bob is, let's see, his birth date, let's say he was born in 1940, all right? So in addition to paying off Bob's $75,000 mortgage, there's also a money in the amount of $114,000 that's going to be available to Bob, all right? Now, what you can do with that is a couple things. You can either take a portion of the cash up front, you can put a portion of the cash in a line of credit, or a combination of both. Bob just wanted to enhance his retirement, he wanted to just free up some additional cash flow, and Bob wanted a line of credit with the reverse mortgage. So a reverse mortgage line of credit is very unique and different than any other line of credit. It's a growing line of credit. And what that means is each and every year there's more money available for Bob to borrow from this line of credit. It increases at 1.25% above the interest rate on the loan. And
fantastic.
So you can use the line of credit, draw from the line of credit as you need it, and use that to fund your lifestyle, use that to you know, to create more strategic cash flow scenarios where if you have other assets, if you have 401ks, if you have a stock portfolio that you're investing in, and you have, an annuity or anything like that, you don't have to necessarily touch those assets. You can let those assets sit and continue to work. At the same time, pay for your lifestyle, pay for some of your bills, and create more cash flow from the reverse mortgage. So To give you a really good example here, I'm going to plug in some numbers, and let's see what this line of credit does over the course of the next, 20 years.
Okay, so how old? What the example we're using? How old is the person? Because that makes a difference, right, on their age or?
So I put in a birth date of January 1940. Okay.
Okay.
So if we run this scenario right here, like I said, we're paying off the $75,000 mortgage. There's a $114,000 line of credit that's going to be the starting line of credit, and I'll tell you what that does over time here. So just in the first year that line of credit is sitting there and growing, just in that first year, it's growing up to, $120,000. 5 years from now, that line of credit is $150,000, and 10 years, it's $200,000.
Wow.
So that growth on that line of credit is so substantial. If you look out all the way to 15 years, it's $265,000. And this is assuming that there's nothing pulled from the line of credit, that Bob's not going to draw from this line of credit. So obviously if you draw from a line of credit, it's going to decrease the line of credit and there'll be a little bit less growth. But this scenario gives you an idea of the different strategies that can be used when planning to look into the reverse mortgage. You can also
now when you have that Can you take all of it if you want it, or can you take a portion of it when you want, when you pull the line of credit?
So there's only a portion that's going to be available to take up front. Okay.
Okay.
So in this scenario, after we paid off the $75,000 mortgage, if Bob wanted to take $36,000 in cash up front, that's what would be available to him. So if he takes $36,000 in cash, he's still left with a $78,000 line of credit. We pay off his mortgage. He's got his $35,000 cash. And then he can use that line of credit strategically over time and pull it as he needs it. It might put him in a situation when he...
You can use that
line of credit until it's depleted.
But how often can you use it? So you said initially you could pull 30-some thousand, but then when can you take more if you want to take more?
Good question. So the line of credit will be available in one year. So after you close on the reverse mortgage, in the first year, there's $36,000 available to this particular borrower in the first year. After year number one, the line of credit becomes available, and then you can draw from the line of credit as needed.
But I mean, just so I know, I sound, just so they can take the rest of it as needed, or just portions of it again.
So you can take portions of it. If a year comes and you want to take all of it, by all means, you can take all of it.
Okay.
You can manage that. However you see fit.
Why do they stipulate it? I mean, if somebody's asking and they're not familiar with any of the financing, et cetera, why do they stipulate you can take this much now and you have to wait for a year before you can take the rest? Why was that a stipulation?
Yeah, it's a great question. So the reverse mortgage years ago used to be a very different program. You used to be able to take all the cash. You used to be able to take all the cash up front, and the reverse mortgage at that point was looked at more of a loan of last resort. You know, if you needed cash and you owned a home and you had equity, you could take a reverse mortgage, take all the money. Nobody ever thought of the reverse mortgage before as a retirement planning tool. And as HUD and as FHA kind of came up with ideas and brainstormed how to make this program better, they put caps on the amount of money that you can take. Number one, to protect the client. What was happening before was a lot of homeowners were taking large portions of money. They were going through the money at a very rapid pace, and then they were right back in the scenario that they started in before they had the reverse mortgage. And that's when a lot of homeowners were defaulting on their taxes and insurance, which wound up becoming an industry-wide problem. So to solve that problem, there was specific rules implemented that you can only take up to a certain portion up front. And then the growth on the line of credit really became popular because that's what separates the program, and that's what makes it a true retirement planning tool.
That sounds fantastic. Well, then, do the taxes insurance, are they included in the – since you're not making a payment, like in the traditional mortgage where you'd have your principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, since you aren't making the monthly payment, is it up to the homeowner to pay the taxes and insurance separately, or is it something that's included in this program?
The taxes and the insurance are the homeowner's responsibility. There is what's called a lifetime expectancy set aside, or LISA, as we call it in the industry. That is used in the circumstance that if the borrower does not meet the credit requirements or the income requirements with a reverse mortgage, there's what's called a LISA, lifetime expectancy set aside, where it basically serves as an escrow account for the taxes and the insurance. And that can be placed on the reverse mortgage as a mandatory feature by the underwriter, and this way the taxes and insurance will be covered, so there's no risk of the homeowner defaulting on the taxes and insurance throughout their life.
Fantastic. Well, what about if somebody is in this program and then they break their hip or something happens and they have to go to an assisted living center, they don't have any other assets, and it's a situation, you know, you hear all the time where the state is going to take, say they don't have any other money, the state's going to take any of the assets, I guess, up to 5 years before this happened. I'm not sure. There's a 3 to 5 year window if the assets are in their name, and the only asset they have is this house. So could they be forced to sell the house, and that goes to the nursing home or to the state?
Well, so if they're going to move into the assisted living permanently,
then they're not living at the house anymore, right?
And they're not living at the home, then they will need to sell the home and move into the assisted living facility. So the reverse mortgage is for primary residences only.
Got it. That's perfect. That's perfect, though. That really helps when you that's a good thing. It's amazing what you're doing with it. So my other question I have is with the loan, when they take out this loan and they can use 1.5% is it's adding on to the loan. So after 10, 15 years, say they pass away and it's 12 years into it, does any of that equity go back to the family, or is that any of that credit line, so to speak? Does that still, or is that just all due off of the mortgage?
So the line of credit, that's a great, you're asking a really good question today. So the line of credit is, yeah, no, absolutely, and you should be. The line of credit is for the homeowner, the borrowers only. So whoever is on the reverse mortgage, whoever took out the reverse mortgage, that line of credit and the growth associated with that line of credit is only for the homeowners. Now, if the homeowner passes away, they pass the house on to their heirs. Whatever is not used of the line of credit is not owed, so it does not become a part of the balance.
Perfect.
So the only thing that would be owed would be the amount of money that has been taken from the reverse mortgage plus the interest and the mortgage insurance that's accumulated over the life of the loan.
Fantastic. That's great. So interesting. It's really, it just seems like a no-brainer that people should really look at this.
Well, you know,
live in their home and get the money and,
It's important to just make sure that you're aware of all the options that are available, you know. And we talk to homeowners every day that qualify for this program, but they never really took the time to become educated. And so that's where our job comes in. You know, we educate them. We ask questions, first and foremost. We ask questions so we can determine if this program is going to be the right fit or not. And if it's not, we'll certainly be the first ones to say, you know, either you don't qualify or I really don't think there's much benefit of taking a reverse mortgage right now. You're probably better off going another way. But more often than not, once we educate the consumer and once they are comfortable and we address the myths and misconceptions and we really explain the nitty-gritty and how it works and all the options that are available, it opens eyes. It really does. And it opens eyes for them to realize, you know, my house is an asset. Yes, it is a home. And yes, I've lived there for, you know, 10 years, 15 years, 30, 40 years in some cases. And there's an emotional attachment with using your home to fund
leave.
Your retirement. Well, you
don't
want to leave.
A lot of people
and they
don't
also,
go. They,
you know, you know, the old American dream was you pay on a mortgage for 30 years. You pay it down as much as possible. You pass it on to your children or grandchildren, and they reap the benefits from, you know, the equity in the home from there. Maybe they're going to live in the home. Maybe they're going to pass it down to their children or grandchildren, or maybe they're going to sell it and walk away with an inheritance. But, again, retirement is not what it once was. And the home now is, for the most part, the largest asset that that somebody has. You know, if you have $200,000 of equity or $100,000 of equity built up in the home, you know, and you only have $10,000 or $5,000 in a savings account, maybe a small IRA or a 401k, depending on what your retirement plan is, the home is where the bulk of the wealth is built up. And so being able to access and convert that equity into funds that can be used as tangible funds to really create a better retirement and to enhance your lifestyle, to not have to give up your lifestyle. That's another thing that we come across all the time. You know, we find all the time that, you know, many older Americans have to drastically alter their lifestyle to extend their funds throughout their lifetime to make sure that they don't run out of money. You know, and they have a home sitting there that has wealth built up in it that they've put blood, sweat, and tears into over the years to put themselves in a position where now you can kind of liquefy that equity and make it work for you and turn it into tangible funds. So showing them that and showing them how they can strategically convert the equity in the home to live a better life is a lot of what we do on a daily basis.
I love it. I love it. It's just so much. We're going to take a real quick break and come right back in 1 minute.
Sounds good.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul.
Can you hear
me? It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you. After consulting with the experts, we set you up to win.
We are back, and this is Realty Universal Radio, and we're talking with Stephen Celeste, Director Branch Manager of Home Point Financial Corporation, weighing in on reverse mortgages. We were talking, you know, that little brief segment there is about their real estate menu systems. And I know a lot of people, when we say suffering from the loan crisis, you know, it seems, Stephen, it seems like, what, 2008, 9, 10, 11, things started turning back around in 2012. And here we are in 17, but you're still seeing, depending on where people lived all around or around the country, a big comeback. But I wouldn't say, and tell me if you agree or what your take is on this, with the rates still low, we're running around 4% interest rates, where the economy isn't booming like you would think it would be to have such low interest rates. And, of course, it does depend on where you are. I mean, there's some places where properties are selling like hotcakes, but and then other areas where it's just taken a while to come back. What's your take on that?
Yeah, no, I agree. And so, you know, obviously, you know, dealing with reverse mortgages all day, every day, we talk to many, many seniors across the country that did lose substantial money in the stock market and just in the market in general back in 2008, 2009. And I think there's an apprehension of reinvesting in the markets for older homeowners. Maybe they lost some money before and they're afraid. And rightfully so. I mean, we've had clients that have lost substantial amounts of money, you know, homeowners that thought that they were set for retirement. You know, they had exactly how much they needed and they had it down to a science and they've worked for years and years to get to the point where they had this much money. And then they retired or got close to retirement, and the market crashed. And so they're still not only does, you know, are we still working through the recovery for home values and that sort of thing, but just mentally working through, you know, working to recover. And when you take that kind of hit, and when you go through the kind of downturn that we all went through years back, it takes a while to come out of that. And you come out of it a little emotionally scarred, you know, financially scarred for sure, but emotionally scarred as well. And which is another reason why this program is so great, because it allows them to kind of recoup some of that money that might have been lost back when the market crashed. So if they were set for retirement and they thought they had it all figured out and then they lost a portion of that money or all of that money, you know, they still have some wealth in the home. Home values are absolutely turning around. We see that every day. There's some really hot states out there right now, Colorado being one. Colorado values are booming. The West Coast, California, Oregon, Washington, home values out there are rapidly increasing. Here on the East Coast, I'm in Maryland, here on the East Coast in the tri-state area, values never really took the hit that they did in the middle of the country. You know, the middle of the country still seems like it's recovering at a slower pace, although I'm encouraged because I've seen some better values there recently, and I've seen values start to tick up a little bit. But, you know, overall, I think you're absolutely right. You know, with rates so low, you would think there would be a little bit more of a recovery, but I think apprehension has a lot to do with that.
I agree with you, because that's what it is. It's like, hey, the money, the economy seems good, the money's cheap enough to get, but people are afraid. You're right. And that's one thing I wanted to mention a little bit about our real estate menu programs, where we have agents and brokers that work with us all over the country, and you can do this all over the country as well, right, your reverse mortgages.
Absolutely.
And yeah, that might be something to tie in with what you're doing, because we offer the beautiful thing about real estate menu systems is people have choices, so they can use us if they need us, agents and brokers, or do it themselves with a safety net, so they can actually get into programs where they're saving more money and then have the safety net of having agents and brokers who know what they're doing to jump in and help where as needed. And I can see where the reverse mortgage, can we touch on, oh gosh, we only have about 15 minutes left. This always goes by so fast with us. It's like, we have to do 2 hours one day. But can we touch on in that capacity if somebody wants to buy a home, like you mentioned earlier, they may, you know, maybe downsizing or want to move with children or maybe move to a warmer climate or whatever, how they can still use this, and then they can actually go through real estate menu systems and programs by at the same time and then tie in and use the reverse mortgage. Or actually not a reverse mortgage, I'll let you explain that, for purchase.
Yeah, absolutely. So the HECM for purchase, or the home equity conversion mortgage for purchase, it allows seniors age 62 or older to purchase a new principal residence using loan proceeds from a reverse mortgage. So what does that mean? Okay. It means that you need to meet the same qualifications for a reverse mortgage. So for the most part, you need about, to qualify for a regular reverse mortgage, you got to have at least 50% equity. And that varies depending on age, but ballpark, you need about 50% equity to qualify. So let's say a homeowner, you know, they're in the situation that we see the most is homeowners in Maryland or homeowners in a colder climate. For retirement, they're moving to Arizona or they're moving to Florida. And let's say they have a $300,000 home here in Maryland that's paid off and it's free and clear. Mm-hmm. They sell that home. They're walking away with now $300,000 in cash. Instead of taking $300,000 in cash and purchasing a new home in Florida for $300,000, they can put down the amount of money that it takes to get them to a 50% equity position in the home. So let's say they found a home in Florida. Home in Florida is $300,000. They just acquired $300,000 from the proceeds of their sale up here in Maryland. Instead of paying cash for a home that's $300,000 in Florida, they're putting down $150,000. The reverse mortgage covers the rest. So you just bought a $300,000 home for $150,000 in cash. No monthly mortgage payment for the rest of your life living in that home. It's your primary residence now.
That's fantastic. So say they went and they were going to do a regular mortgage at 4%. So now they're not going to do a regular mortgage. You're going to put $150,000 down. The house is $300,000, and you're going to give them the reverse mortgage situation, another $150,000, right?
Right. So think of it this way too. So it really depends on what your goals are with the house that you're purchasing. So
okay.
If you're looking to move and purchase this home and you want to leave this home to your family and you want it to stay in the family and you want your heirs to make a large profit off the home when you pass away for their inheritance, then a reverse mortgage purchase you might want to be more careful looking at that. It might not be the best option for you. Our perfect client for a reverse mortgage purchase is a client that wants to purchase a new home. And instead of making monthly mortgage payments or instead of coming up with cash to pay for the home, because seniors, it's very tough for them to qualify for a new purchase nowadays, mm-hmm. especially if you're on a fixed mm-hmm. income. With a reverse mortgage, it's a way to get into the home, maybe even get more home. So if you were looking to pay $100,000 and you were going to pay cash or finance $100,000 and make monthly mortgage payments, you can purchase now a larger home, a home that, you know, you might be able to go in, purchase the home and use the money that you're saving by not having to make a mortgage payment to outfit the home for your retirement. We see a lot of wheelchair lifts going in or ramps going in to make sure that you're ready to occupy this home long term and live there for the rest of your life. And set it up so you can live there for the rest of your life and make it very convenient to do so. So the reverse mortgage purchase provides options. Now, there's nothing that says you can't purchase a home and then take out a reverse mortgage. That's the way it used to be. Now you can do this reverse mortgage purchase so you don't incur two sets of closing costs.
That's fantastic. So the interest rate's a little bit higher is how it's going to work, so that the money gets comes back to the lender or what?
No, the interest rate on the reverse mortgage purchase is exactly the same that it is on a traditional reverse mortgage. It's right now rates are in the mid-4s. So it's a fantastic way for older homeowners to purchase a home without laying out the amount of cash that they ordinarily would. It's also a great way for real estate agents to show their clients other ways to purchase homes. You know, it's a huge competitive advantage when you can go to your client and say, I have a different way for you to buy this house that's going to save you possibly hundreds of thousands of dollars over the life of your loan in cash that you ordinarily would lay out to purchase the home. So it should be looked at by real estate agents. It should be looked at by older homeowners that are planning to purchase a house as a viable option to purchase a home without having to come out of pocket with the amount of money that you ordinarily would.
And so they can contact you. I want you to give your contact information, too. Of course, everybody knows they can go to radio at Realty Universal or realtyuniversal.com. When I say everybody knows, I mean listeners, a lot of agents and brokers that are on, but we do have people that haven't listened before. So if you've because we can see with the archives and we get emails, so you can always go to realtyuniversal.com and we'll forward you Steve's contact information as well. But if you could give that to us, too, and then just touch a little bit on – I guess you could give them amortization schedules or everything somebody needs so they can see what you're really going to owe after 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, right? Depending on how long
absolutely.
You live. Yeah. Okay.
So we provide amortization schedules to all of our clients. And so the easiest thing is just to contact me if you want me to work up a customized proposal tailored to your needs or tailored to your client's needs. Again, my first name is Steven. Last name is Sless, S-L-E-S-S. The name of my company is Home Point Financial. My office is located right here in Owings Mills, Maryland, about 20 minutes outside of downtown Baltimore. My direct phone number is 443-901-7680. Email sless at homepointfinancial.com. And on LinkedIn as well. I'd love to connect with your listeners on LinkedIn. I have a pretty large presence on LinkedIn. I share a lot of reverse mortgage relevant articles. I'll be sharing the podcast after the show. Every day I try to post some relevant articles. There's a lot of information out there, and I try to get it out there, and I'm very loud and proud about what I do. So I'd love to connect with
you
on LinkedIn. And agents as well, you know, connect with me on LinkedIn. Let's do an individual tutorial. I'm happy to take, you know, a half an hour, 45 minutes to do a one-on-one call, really work up some scenarios, explain to you a little bit more in depth, certainly more in depth than we can get into in the short hour-long show here. Give me a call, and I'm happy to help you out and assist.
That's fantastic. And then you do the seminars, too. And then, Stephen, you can help anywhere in the country, too, right? So it doesn't matter where they are. They can contact you, and then you can assist or refer or whatever.
Absolutely. Yep. We are licensed in almost 50 states. So I believe my office is licensed in 46 states. So chances are, if you're anywhere in the country, I can help you out.
So is it – and then I guess they have to be a U.S. citizen, or there's just all different parameters. If somebody has a green card, can they do it?
Yeah. So you can have a green card and do it. You know, U.S. citizen, having a green card, you need legal status.
Okay. That's good. Interesting. I wonder how Canada does it, because I know they have such a different system. You know, we have so many systems and all around the world, and just curious.
Well,
but
so other countries have dabbled in reverse mortgages. They call them different things. So you know, a lot of times they're called you know, home annuities, or they'll rename them. But in essence, it's a reverse mortgage. They're catching on worldwide right now because of what we talked about in the beginning of the show. You know, retirement is not what it once was, and the home should and is being looked at as an asset to be able to live off of in retirement.
I love it. And then so do they, for, in order to qualify, we only have about 5 minutes left. In order to qualify, though, are there qualifications as far as the ratios go, is it a little bit easier than to get a regular loan as well, or are they about the same type of risk as FHA?
So it is, in my opinion, it is easier to get a reverse mortgage than a traditional loan. Now, there are credit qualifications and income qualifications, but they're not as stringent as a traditional mortgage would be. So what we find is a lot of our clients, obviously, being retired or on fixed incomes, it is very, very difficult to obtain a traditional mortgage while on a fixed income. There's certain debt-to-income ratios that need to be met. There's no specific debt-to-income ratio with a reverse mortgage. What we look at more is, we look at their outgoing payments every month, and we look at how much income they're going in. We look at their disposable income. So you need to meet a certain disposable income threshold. And then, like we talked about before, as far as the equity, roughly you need about 50% equity to qualify, and that depends on age. So it's based on life expectancy. The older you are, the more money you can qualify for. However,
why is that?
The younger, well, because it's based on life expectancy. So somebody that's 90 years old, the reverse mortgage is going to be paid back a lot faster than if you give a reverse mortgage to somebody that's 62.
Okay.
However, the younger you do the reverse mortgage, the more benefit you can pick up because of that credit line growth. So we looked at the credit line growth before and how rapidly that grows. If you start a reverse mortgage line of credit now, when you're 62 or in your young 60s or even in your young 70s, and you project it out over 20 years, that the sooner you start that growth, the more growth there's going to be later on in life when you really need the money. Later on in life when it's the possibility that you might need long-term care or in-home care, or you might need to, do work on the home to get it up to par so you can live there, like I said, wheelchair ramps or wheelchair lifts. So the growth on the line of credit means the earlier you do it, the more growth you're going to receive.
Fantastic. That's it's interesting. It's so many things that I wouldn't have thought of, from the way it was years ago. I didn't see credit. You didn't see the credit line, building, et cetera. It's just fantastic. What a good retirement tool. And then you said it's non-recourse everywhere too, right? Non-recourse.
And another great thing too. In all 50 states, it's non-recourse, absolutely. It's because it's an FHA loan. So it's as long as it's insured by FHA, that means it's non-recourse. In all 50 states, it is non-recourse. And another change that they made, and I know we only have a couple minutes. Years ago, both husband and wife, or both spouses, needed to be over the age of 62. That's no longer the case in most states. So now if one spouse is over the age of 62, you can still do a reverse mortgage and protect the spouse that's not yet 62. We'll save that for another show because I know we're short on time and I could go into
that's
that
fantastic.
for probably 10 minutes.
they can, when you say protect, they still can, would their name go on the loan or would it just be in the one spouse that's over 62?
So they'd be considered a non-borrowing spouse. So their name does not go on the loan, but there are spousal protections that assure that they will not lose the home if the spouse that is on the reverse mortgage passes away.
So they still can go on the title, just not the mortgage.
So they're not necessarily going on the title, but they are provided with spousal protection to ensure that they don't lose the home and that they can go on title once the other spouse passes away.
Do they have to buy it out? Do they have to buy you out? The loan out?
No. It's a part of the loan. And I think, there's a lot of detail that we should go into that on the next show.
I agree. I wish I would ask that one early because that sounds like a good one because they get to stay in the house. Because a lot of people, what would stop them from putting their name on the title after the loan's done? Because people do that all the time. Is there documents that say they can't do that? I would think.
Well, yeah. So with a reverse mortgage, you can't just quit claim onto title.
Okay. So that makes sense. Oh, I'd love to hear how that works as well.
Show.
We'll
dive into that. We'll dive into that deep. We'll make that the first topic of the next show.
That's a good one. I can't believe I never thought to ask that in all the times. But yeah. Well, it has been a pleasure, and we're already at the end of the show. And if you want to give your contact information one more time, and we'll wrap up.
So Stephen Sless, S-L-E-S-S, Home Point Financial. Direct line is 443-901-7680. Search for me on LinkedIn, Stephen J. Sless on LinkedIn. Connect with me on Facebook, Stephen J. Sless on Facebook as well. And if you want to email me with any specific questions, it's ssless@homepointfinancial.com.
Thank you, sir. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.